Tech companies are putting dollar signs on your location.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Chances are pretty good your phone, you know, the one that you take everywhere, knows precisely where it is. That iPhone or Android is designed to send that location data to Apple or Google, according to a story in this morning's Wall Street Journal. And businesses are trying to cash in on all that information. Julia Engwin is a reporter for the Journal. She's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I have an iPhone, as millions of other people do, and a lot of people have Google Androids. Why would they want to keep track of where I am?
These phones are keeping track of you for two reasons. One is they want to help you find, like, where you are on the map or one of the location services where you check in somewhere. But also, they're building giant databases of Wi-Fi hotspots around the world, and they're using your phones as a way to collect data about nearby Wi-Fi networks.
Are they sharing this info with any third parties?
Nothing preventing them from sharing this information with others. Right now, it doesn't appear that they are, although Apple hasn't been commenting at all. But I think that the thing about all of this personal data that's being collected these days is that right now, a lot of it appears pretty innocuous. But because there are no laws preventing this data from being shared in the future, we have no idea where it's going to end up in the long run.
I mean, what could I expect from my cell phone just because it knows where I am? Am I going to get an ad saying, hey, you're close to XYZ coffee shop, so why don't you have some coffee?
Yes, in fact, that is the dream of Apple with its mobile ad network and Google, too, to present you with ads that are for things that are right nearby.
And we're talking about a lot of money on the line, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, right now, the location industry, which is actually probably in its nascent stages, is already about almost a $3 billion industry. So I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
Julia Engwin with The Wall Street Journal. Julia, thanks.
Thank you.
Toymaker Mattel has lost a major court case. It's going to have to pay close to $90 million to MGA Entertainment in a nasty copyright case between the two doll makers, Marketplace's Janet Babin reports.
In the mid-2000s, Bratz dolls almost killed Barbie. They made $1 billion in revenue for their owner, MGA Entertainment, and Barbie sales slipped. Mattel claimed that money and the Bratz brand belonged to them because the guy who created Bratz made them while still working on Barbie dolls for Mattel. Professor Josh Lerner at Harvard Business School says this is a gray area for inventors.
We know that most entrepreneurs come up with ideas based on stuff that they were doing at their previous employer. But when you look at the nature of the law, we know that it's extremely important to draw as clear a line as possible from it.
In this case, the jury sided with the employee who said he created the Bratz dolls on his own time. The jury also found that Mattel spied on Bratz owner MGA. It ordered Mattel to pay $88 million in damages. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Not very many numbers to do. A lot of global stock exchanges are closed for Good Friday, but the markets in Asia, well, there were some that were open, and those that were open were mostly lower today. Toyota's recalling more than 300,000 RAV4s and Highlander SUVs because of an airbag issue.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Chevrolet, undertaking a carbon-reducing effort, investing in projects like wind farms and planting trees across America over the next few years. On the web at Chevy.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
The Justice Department says BP has agreed to put $1 billion into restoration projects on the Gulf of Mexico coast. Projects such as rebuilding marshes and barrier islands, conserving ocean habitat. A year after the oil spill, many things in the Gulf still aren't quite back to normal. And Marketplace's Adrian Hill has the story now of a famous Louisiana sandwich and the oysters that go into it.
The oyster po' boy is a New Orleans staple. And the sandwich, loaded up with fried oysters, lettuce, mayonnaise, and tomatoes, was in trouble after the oil spill. A year ago, I asked Charlene Zimmer, owner of Zimmer's Seafood, a New Orleans neighborhood restaurant, about the future of the sandwich.
No longer a po' boy. That's true. It's a rich boy now.
So I went back to see how and if the po' boy, rich boy, oyster situation changed for Zimmer. She says for a while, things got really bad.
We've had oysters come from Texas, and at one point we stopped selling oysters because you could only get them from on the West Coast, and we didn't want to fool with that.
For about a month, she had to tell customers she was out. But now, nearly a year after the spill,
prices are still way up there high.
But oyster po' boys are back on the menu. All around New Orleans restaurants, shuckers are back at work, popping, scraping, and nestling oysters on the half shell into mounded piles of ice. And the city was getting ready to tout the oyster's return with a 340-foot homage.
Tomorrow, we're building the world's longest oyster po' boy.
Yul Smith heads the Louisiana Seafood Board.
It's 5,000 oysters, Louisiana oysters. So it's a heck of a sandwich. And we got 30 restaurants that helped to build that sandwich. So I've been asked, do we have enough oysters to do that? I'm like, don't worry about that. We got plenty of oysters.
Plenty of oysters, yes, but not nearly as many as before the spill. Smith says about half the oyster beds were wiped out by the spill in response when the state flushed fresh water into the Delta to keep the oil away. He expects it'll take 2 to 3 years for oysters to recover.
Now, our biggest challenge right now is more so perception at a national basis with the consumer.
He's working on letting people know that Louisiana seafood is safe to eat, a concern Charlene Zimmer says isn't a factor for her regulars looking to chow down on their favorite, though slightly more expensive, oyster po' boy. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, in Spain, the King's Cup, or Copa del Rey, is the national championship trophy given by the King of Spain to soccer's best team. Well, this year, that team is Real Madrid, who beat Barcelona for the top football title this week. A huge crowd gathered in the wee hours yesterday morning in the capital city's central square to celebrate the big win. But when defender Sergio Ramos held the trophy out of the team bus to show the thousands of fans what Real Madrid had just won, he accidentally dropped it. And then the bus ran over it. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Work to live or live to work. Whatever the choice, the truth is we're often defined by what we do.
People's relationship to their work is focal in American culture. It is the thing that grounds us.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Work and writing fiction takes on the daily grind. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.